the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by
Kevin S.
Tonight's episode, Measure for Measure. My business in this state made me a looker on here in Vienna, where I have seen corruption boil and bubble till it overrun the stew. Measure for Measure, written about 1603. It's a comedy, because no one, I guess, dies, except by natural causes. It's a really melancholy, dark meditation on corruption and how hard life can be and how virtuousness occasionally pays off, I guess. It's a really good play, really interesting. It's a real play, you know? I mean, it's not like a door banger, and it's just a straight up, you know, play about ideas and about things. So it's pretty good as a result of that. The Duke of Vienna has decided that he is going to leave for a while puts his man Angelo in charge while he's gone. The Duke's plan is that he's going to dress as a commoner and walk amongst the people and leave Angelo to run things, basically because he wants Angelo to sort of redo and reinforce the laws so that the Duke's name doesn't get called into question. It's pretty much he's making him be his bad guy reinforce the laws, though not really. He's sort of seeing what's going to happen if they do reinforce the laws. Angelo, as a result, finds out that one of the first things that he makes a decision on is Claudio has slept with his intended bride and gotten her pregnant before he's actually gotten married, though they intend to get married, Claudio and Giulietta. And gotten her pregnant. And so there's a law on the books that says that if that happens, you know, you're gonna die. Angelo has a line, I think, in Act Two, that's the law hath not been dead, though it hath slept. And so he's gonna enforce this, that he's gonna die. Claudio's sister, Isabella, who's gonna go into the church, into the nunnery, she finds out about this, and through several machinations that's irrelevant at this point, she goes to Angelo to plead her brother's case. Angelo, you know, sort of falls for it because she's really smart and pretty and everything. And so Angelo says, "I'll tell you what, I will spare his life if you sleep with me." Isabella's blown away by this. Says something along the lines of, "Better it were a brother died at once than that a sister be." Can't read my handwriting. Oh, it doesn't matter. Basically, the brother should have to bear the shame of his sister doing that and have to die forever as a result of that, but giving up your everlasting soul for this thing. And so, anyway, Isabella goes to her brother in jail and says, "You got to die. I'm sorry. The only way to do this is if I sleep with him, and that's not going to happen because obviously that'd be a terrible thing." And Claudio says, "Well, yeah, that's right. You know, you can't do that. That's terrible." And then sort of has second thoughts and thinks he'd rather live. And he says, "Well, you know, come on. It's just sleep with him. It's fine." At this point, the Duke has overheard most of this, dressed as a friar, and he conspires with Isabella to put Angelo back with his jilted bride. He left a girl at the altar because the jilted bride, whose name is Mariana, her brother died at sea with her dowry, and so Angelo, you know, sort of broke it off the engagement because there was no dowry, but his argument was that Mariana's name was besmirched, and there was whispers of impropriety, and so the Duke conspires then with Isabella and Mariana that Isabella will go to Angelo and say, "Yes, I'll sleep with you. We'll set up a time and late at night where no one can see," and they'll swap out Isabella for Mariana so that he actually sleeps with Mariana, who he was supposed to contractually to marry, and so there's no sin in it as a result of that, or so the Duke says. They go through and do this, Angelo still says he's going to kill Claudio, and without telling, obviously, the woman that he just slept with, he sends word to the prison that, you know, Angelo's to be murdered, to be executed immediately by, like, 5, or pretty quickly, and they're supposed to bring him his head by 5 to prove that he's dead, because he really needs this to have it happen. And we find out later Angelo needs to do this because he knows that the brother, Claudio, will hunt him down for taking his sister's honor. And so he needs to sort of sweep everything under the rug as quickly as possible, which is why he's going to kill Claudio anyway. You know, this happens. The Duke has figured out a way with the jailer to swap bodies again. And originally they were going to execute Bernardino, who was supposed to die later, but because he's drunk all the time, is not prepared to go to heaven or hell as a result. Can't leave this world like that. And so, fortunately, isn't it convenient to deus ex machina, that the pirate Ragozine, just died of natural causes the night before. So the Duke says, we'll cut his head off, and he looks just like Claudio. Isn't that convenient? Give that head to Angelo, and everything will be fine. That happens. Isabella thinks her brother's dead. She can't believe it. It's terrible. The friar slash Duke goes to her and says, don't worry about it. I know this is terrible that he's died. Just hang in there. The Duke is actually returning tomorrow. It'll be fine. No, it won't be fine. Your brother will still be dead, but you can at least get justice. And, you know, when he comes through the streets, make your case, and I'm sure it'll all work out. The Duke also, as the friar says, oh, I'm feeling a little sick, so you know what? I'm not going to be able to make it, but it'll be fine. Trust me. So the next day, the Duke returns as the Duke, and Isabella makes her case in the streets, accuses Angelo of sleeping with her, and then killing her brother anyway. And the Duke says, well, how can you besmirch this good man's name? I don't believe that. Mariana comes and says, well, she actually didn't sleep with Angelo. I slept with him. And they keep going from that. They talk about the friar who instructed them to do this. And the Duke leaves it to Angelo and his man, Aeschylus, I believe, to sort it all out because he's got to go. Because he has to go put on his friar outfit and come back and, you know, answer the charges. The Duke finally reveals himself because things are going on, and he makes Angelo marry Mariana immediately, and then he's going to execute Angelo for the same crime that Claudio had committed. And Mariana, you know, makes this plea for her new husband because she's in love with him, and I think she has something to the effects of they say best men are molded out of faults, and for the most part become much better for being a little bad. And she begs Isabel to beg for Angelo's life as well. And the Duke says, well, she's not going to do that. Angelo killed her brother. And Isabella, agrees. She makes a play for him and says something to the effect of, thoughts are no subjects, intents but merely thoughts. That, you know, Angelo only thought about doing it and intended to do it, but didn't actually happen. He actually did sleep with his wife, and so how could he be fine and fault for that? Claudio did sleep with his bride-to-be and, you know, deserved to die by the laws of the land. And so Isabel says you can't do that. And so the Duke finally reveals that Claudio is, in fact, alive, actually also asks for Isabella's hand in marriage and pardons people, but it makes everybody get married as appropriate. That's sort of how the play ends. Measure for measure and blah, blah, blah. All that sort of stuff is in there. Here's the thing. Really interesting play. Obviously, the thoughts are no subject intents, but merely thoughts is an important concept. The corruption and virtuousness and that dichotomy is interesting. The Duke's name is a friar. Is Friar Lodowick. Interesting for Jeopardy, obviously. It's a really good, interesting play. It's a complicated comedy a trouble comedy. I can't remember what they're called in Shakespeare and literature scholar circles, but that's what we're looking at here. And really good, well worth reading. Quick quotes that I toss in here at the end. Lucio says, "Nay, friar, I am a kind of burr. I shall stick," when he insists on going with the friar. Angelo has a line in Act 4, in Act 4, Scene 4. "Alack, when once our grace we have forgot, nothing goes right. We would and we would not." Really good line. Telling you about Pirate Ragazine. There are two recurrent themes that I'd like to just toss in here. And that's that they swap out the loves, much in the same way that All's Well That Ends Well does that. And then the Duke disguised with the gossip of what the Duke is really like. I think Lucio has makes these comments about the King. It's similar to King Henry V, when King Henry, a little touch of Henry in the night, overhears what some of his troops think of him. Two other quotes just to toss in here. Isabella has a line in Act 3, Scene 1. "The sense of death is most in apprehension." Interesting, obviously. "The miserable have no other medicine but only hope." Also a great line. Angelo has a good line. "Even till now, when men were fond, I smiled and wondered how." just great lines, obviously. But last one to end on, Lucio has a line of, "Our thoughts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." Just good lines, obviously. Shakespeare, he really could write. I think maybe I've screwed up a lot of these summaries, but what the heck. That's what you got. Measure for New Measure, the complete works of William Shakespeare as told by me, Kevin Hanna.